Hello, everyone. As Christians, as we celebrate the Easter week, it is a truly special time in the course of the year that we remember Jesus and his sacrifice for each one of us because of his great love for us. We would begin this time of recording with Ingrid Bondi playing the piano, and our first song would remind us of Palm Sunday and Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem on that day. Here from Matthew 21, verses 7 through 11, the disciples brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. All glory, Lord, and honor." Sadly, within only a few days of that triumphant entry, Jesus was betrayed by the people and actually by one of his disciples, Judas. Judas betrays Jesus, and our Lord was brought before Pontius Pilate. Matthew 27 says, "So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, 'Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?' For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. They answered, 'Barabbas.' 'What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?' Pilate asked. They all answered, 'Crucify him.' 'Why? What crime has he committed?' asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, 'Crucify him!' After they had beaten Jesus and put a crown of thorns on his head. They led him away to be crucified. The Via Dolorosa. Mark 15, they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him. When I survey the wondrous cross. as we reflect on the suffering that Jesus endured while hanging on that cross, we each must consider it personally and what it means to us. Beneath the cross of Jesus is a beautiful hymn. Two of the verses remind us, upon the cross of Jesus, mine eyes at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears, these wonders I confess, the wonder of his glorious love and my unworthiness. I take, O cross, thy shadow for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face. Content to let the world go by, to know no gain nor loss. My sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross. Jesus died that day and was buried in a tomb that was sealed with a stone. Hear these words from Matthew 28, 1 through 7. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples." As we listen to this resurrection medley, it is important for us to remember that we are also commissioned to go and tell quickly to all those we know of this beautiful story of Jesus sacrificing his life for us, but his ultimate victory on the third day when he was raised again to forever be risen to glory. Listen to the resurrection memory and be challenged to witness to those around each one of us as his disciples were directed to do. Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 57 tell us this. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou or death hast won. And so we have good news to share with all that we know. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, the Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. So let us gain courage, let us gain strength from the following words from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.